Tourismus to go, der Podcast. Inspiration und Wissen für die Gastgeber von morgen.
Welcome to a new episode of Tourismus to go. I'm Bella Kitzwögerer, freelance editor for Gastro and your host today. A brief note before we begin. The episode is recorded in English as my guest is an Italian native speaker and does not speak German. Today's topic is everywhere right now. And in gastronomy, it still raises more questions than answers. AI in gastronomy, where to actually start? My guest is Matteo Landi, founder of Almende Consulting. He supports restaurants and hospitality businesses in implementing AI solutions that are both practical and commercially relevant. We discuss where AI already creates tangible value in restaurants, from marketing and menu innovation to revenue intelligence and operations. We look at what a realistic return of investment can look like, where expectations are misleading, and how to approach AI adoption without compromising a restaurant's identity. Matteo, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Bella. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Matteo, everyone is talking about AI right now. In one sentence, what are restaurant owners missing?
I believe restaurants are hearing a lot about AI, yet they're a little bit afraid of what AI can do for gastronomy or food and beverage in general. It's less complicated than it seems. It's more effective and easy to implement than everybody would imagine. The important thing is to act and not to be left out.
So if you already work with it, then you're already on a good path.
Right. That is correct. Yet what I'm seeing is the use of AI is quite superficial and is mostly engaging with a large language model, being ChatGPT or others, while AI in the past, let's say, 6 months has developed to a degree that can incredibly support the gastronomy industry. But still, we see that only 6% of gastronomy in Europe has adopted a clear AI strategy.
What makes the industry so different when it comes to AI adoption?
Well, I think there are several factors. The first one is the fear of not being capable or having enough skills to use AI properly. So, and that's why I mentioned what I notice is rather use or question ChatGPT for simple task rather than understanding on the potential of AI. And second is certainly to do with the type of industry. Gastronomy is a very, very different industry than many others because every restaurant, every bar, it's rather the project of its owner. It's a story to be told. It's a family business, and therefore are less prone to use technology or technological innovation for the operation, for the businesses in general. They rather think that somebody else could or would come to set it up and implement it for them.
So if I run a restaurant and I think this is too complex for me, am I already behind, how do I start? Like, what should I do?
So yes, you are already behind, but it's really not too late. Yet it's important to take action and to take action now. I think the challenges that I see in many gastronomy that I support and they interact with is the necessity to resolve too many problems at once. So what you could do is to start defining one challenge that your business is going through, that being social media presence, that being revenue that are not as high as they used to be, because we see that in gastronomy revenue is going down for 4 consecutive years. And also make sure that you're very clear with the story that you want to tell and try to be as consistent as possible. We see that consistency in social media, in messaging, in Google reviews. These are all the elements that the gastronomy and in the gastronomy sector should be addressed. So to recap, find your problem one at a time, see the opportunity, tell the story, and make sure that there is consistency in your messages.
I attended one of your latest keynotes about your consulting and about your topics, and you outlined four key areas, which were marketing, revenue intelligence, menu innovation, and operations.
Right.
Where do you see the fastest return of investment right now?
I would start certainly with social media.
Marketing
and social media, that's correct. That is a very easy win, and it wouldn't take longer than a couple of weeks to set up your AI system to help you in developing consistent messages, review what you've been posting, understanding the position in the story that you want to tell, and also will create posts and support in all the channels, being Instagram, being Google reviews, and instead of having a person being the owner or being someone of your staff that does it for you, you have the AI that creates weekly posts with your story, with your messaging, with your brand voice and identity, and then you review it and you're able to post it much, much regularly. This is easy to do, can be set up in literally 30 minutes, and it will save time, it will improve your positioning and your social media presence, and it will be done in a consistent way, which is often what we see that there is the challenge. The second one is certainly, and the one that I'm most keen to support and work with my clients, is the revenue intelligence. What does it mean? Is that through AI, and I personally use Cowork, Claude Cowork, if you feed the AI the menu, if you feed the revenue stream, it can understand the loopholes in your revenue and start to suggest what to do in terms of which products or which dishes are selling the most, when they're selling the most. You compare it also with a Google review and see what are the people liking it and what they're liking it. And also, it can certainly help in readjusting the menu, and that is the third element that I would say. And of course, trying to understand in a glance where the operations are lagging behind. So if we see that in your revenue is based on four or five dishes, and this is what it brings the revenue every month, then you would have to ask yourself, why do you have 20 items on the menu? Because if you have 20 items on the menu, you have to buy products, produce, and prepare them, those 20 items, and yet you don't sell them. So there is basically the opportunity to look at data and data points and to take decision based on data rather than decision that are based on gut feeling, which is very much what people in gastronomy do.
So that also works for small and mid-sized.
Oh, absolutely. That works even better.
Even better?
Absolutely, because usually small-sized business or small and medium-sized business, and especially in gastronomy, they act upon feelings and or perception rather than on data. Very few of them are capable to analyze the revenue stream and understanding what works and what not. They usually feel that things are going well because they have feedbacks from clients. They see what is consumed the most, but it's very, very seldomly that they use data points and data analysis for the decision making. So I would say yes.
If you set it up the right way, you say, just to sum it up, that it can find those loopholes and find those holes where you don't necessarily make a lot of profit.
That's right.
Okay.
And I think this is the revolution in gastronomy, understanding what works, not by feeling, but by data.
Mm-hmm. Where do most of your clients waste time or money because they start at the wrong place when it comes to AI?
Well, what I'm seeing a lot are chatbots that are implemented in the website, and this is very often not functional. People don't like to chat to chatbots when they have to book a table or call in the restaurant. The second one is AI-generated images and post. So I think, especially in photography, the photography video, now it's quite easy to recognize when there is an AI-generated image. And
maybe that will change.
That's right, because the AI are actually advancing in the capacity to seem more natural than before. But I think it's still something that a lot of not savvy AI user maybe use the wrong AI to develop the picture. They haven't trained the AI on the brand identity. So there is a lot of images that look similar and don't necessarily align with the brand identity of the place. And the third area, I think that there is a lot of anxiety in terms of AI, and we were talking about this before, because they hear everybody's talking about AI, but they haven't yet understood what it means for them to use AI. So that the mistake is to feel that anxiety as a block rather than as an opportunity to look further in what is possible.
Also because it can get so overwhelming so fast, because if you don't work with it or if you're not in the topic, it feels as if you fall weeks, months behind just by one day of not
doing anything. That's right. I think that's the hype of AI, because it is true that it's developing at a speed that is not only unexpected but unseen in any other industry. When I used to work for the UN, we were looking at AI and other innovation and to assess the gravity or the influence that it would have on the labor market. And I'm talking about 7-8 years ago. And we never expected AI to develop that fast. And now every other day there is a new language model, there is a new app or companies like Anthropic and ChatGPT develop new models. And there is always something new. And you feel that you have no idea really what is happening. But I would argue, and that happens to me also, if I'm somebody that tried to keep up with the latest innovation. I would say, don't worry, you don't have to know everything. You just have to understand what works for you. And that it's much simpler than it seems. So there is a lot of noise in the background. Forget the noise and just focus on the problem that you want to resolve.
Perfect. Now we come right into the practical use of it.
Let's do it.
Can you give us like 3 very practical AI tools or workflows that a restaurant can implement today, right after listening to this episode?
So as I said, I like to work with Claude Cowork. The reason why I suggest Claude Cowork is twofold. First of all, it's you can download it and set it up on your desktop, and then it works on your computer, and it's not AI that is online. So you can access your files, but it stays on your laptop. The information stays locally, and I think this is very important for a lot of businesses that don't want their data to be shared. So set up your Claude Cowork, or just ask Claude to look at your social media presence. Being Instagram, being Google reviews, and ask to make a comparison with every other restaurant around your neighborhood and see what is effective and what is that you can improve in the positioning that you have on your messaging. That will take 30 minutes and you'll be very surprised on all the information that you would receive. The second thing is really try to look what is the one problem that you want to resolve and ask Claude Cowork or Claude Chat, if you will, to see what you can do about it.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, I think let's look at menus, right? What I was doing with one of the restaurants that I helped, I asked, so you have a very large menu and with an interesting pricing model. why don't you ask AI to check five European restaurants, Vienna European restaurants with a similar menu, and make a comparison and see what works for them and what you can improve in your menu. And this is something that doesn't require any AI agents or any specific technical skill to do it. It's just a conversation that you do with your AI. And yeah, last but not least, try to choose what you want to do with it. So the stories that you want to tell, and start a real conversation with your AI. So you can imagine your AI, it's going to be your personal assistant, that it works 24 hours for you, that is never sick, and most importantly, that it knows you. And I think that is the revolution of AI agents rather than large language model, is that you can fit with information about you, and it's about your business, and it's not a very generic language model or a generic AI. It's yours. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about setting up a new menu, like mm-hmm. helping with the menu innovation.
Yes.
How does AI help without losing the identity and the creativity of the menu?
Yeah, and this is something that I'm very passionate about. I come from innovation and I know AI in the past, but I also work in gastronomy. So I had a company, a catering company. I'm now managing a couple of restaurants in Vienna. And I understand the importance of keeping the identity, keeping the story alive. What I was mentioning before is that when you set up your own cloud co-work, then you create a brand identity. So the agents that you will deploy to help you really understand who you are, really understand the menu, really understand the story that is behind the menu, and the story behind the business. So it's a dedicated assistant, as I said, that knows you. Because when you use general AI language model, they don't know you. They just answer your questions based on the prompt that you give. But it's very generic, and this is not what it would work for the gastronomy. The gastronomy, and each gastronomy business, being a restaurant or being a bar or a winery, they have a very, very unique story to tell, and I think this story is what makes the business what it is, and that's why I say it's important that story is kept, and it's important that the AI is set up in a way that knows who you are and follow your identity.
So there's not a real risk if you use AIs like this, large language models, but more agents?
That's right.
There's no risk, or the risk lowers a lot to become generic if everyone does it?
No, in fact, there is an advantage if you're a first adopter of AI agents, because you see other businesses using generic language model, and your agent is basically speaking your own voice. So absolutely not, there is much less risk, and I see it every day. So I can guarantee that also for me, he speaks my own language.
Italian. Okay, Matteo, one final question.
Yes.
Before we wrap this up, in 2 to 3 years, what will separate restaurants that win from those tools to those that don't?
First of all, being early adopter, I think in 2-3 years, despite the fact that I wouldn't be able to predict what's going to happen in AI or in our economies in 2-3 years, so there is so much unpredictability at the moment that I don't know what's happening in 2-3 years. But being an early adopter of and applying the right AI solution for your business can really, really improve the business efficacy and effectiveness without losing your identity. I was talking about increase in revenue 20 to 25%. social media posting that is more consistent and effective. And also, I think it's an opportunity that shouldn't be missed, because small businesses, especially in gastronomy, we see that the owners and the staff, they try to do way too many things at once, and then maybe they lose enough, they lose the time to really do what they can do best, which is the guest experience. So the idea of using and applying AI is to help people making what they want to do and what they do best, and not spending too much time, effort, and possibly money in doing things that they cannot do, or maybe they're not supposed to do.
Matteo, that was the perfect finishing sentence. If somebody needs help with them,
yes,
with this project, how can they find you?
Well, I do have a website. It's Almende Consulting. Probably we can post it on the notes, or they can come and visit me in Matteo Restaurant in the 7th District in Kirchengasse, and then we can have a beautiful meal and talk about how AI can help them.
Grazie mille.
Grazie a te. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Vielen Dank.
Thank you so much for listening, and you'll hear from us in our next episode.
Das war Tourismus to go. Dieser Podcast ist eine Produktion des österreichischen Wirtschaftsverlags, dein Partner für fundierte Brancheninsights.